With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William F. Buckley, Jr. solidified his celebrity status recently when President Reagan topped the list of dignitaries at a dinner to mark the 30th anniversary of Buckley's journal, The National Review. Buckley's conservative politics were well established by 1950 when he graduated from Yale and where he earned his spurs by editing the school paper and by writing editorials castigating fellow students for being too liberal by supporting Eisenhower. William Buckley did not set out to make a career as a writer. In fact, after graduation, he joined the CIA, but quit after 9 months to work for the American Mercury. It was during this period that he wrote his first book, God and Man, at Yale.
It captured an incredible amount of attention. In fact, somewhere I read that it was the most reviewed book published in 1951. It was a sensitive subject, it turned out. A lot of people were busting to talk about the question whether somebody other than the odd professor should have a voice in the value impact of a modern college.
4 years after he published God and Man at Yale, Buckley launched the National Review.
But the problem was to raise $500,000 worth of capital, only two-thirds of which did I in fact raise over a period of 18 miserable, humiliating months. But here we are.
Buckley says there has never been a time when the National Review did not have money problems.
All journals of opinion, as far as I know, lose money. We lose about 12% of our gross every single year, 12-13%, about $500,000. So we have to appeal to our readers once a year for help.
William F. Buckley, Jr. is the author or editor of nearly 30 books of nonfiction and fiction, the latest of which is a collection of articles and essays written over the past 7 years, aptly titled Right Reason, published by Doubleday. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. William F. Buckley, Jr. is a man of broad interest. In his book, Right Reason, for example, there are essays on John Lennon, Ayn Rand, the harpsichord, and peanut butter. One essay serves as a postscript to the Edgar Smith affair. Buckley championed the cause of Smith, who was on New Jersey's death row for 17 years for murder. After the conviction was overturned, Smith robbed and raped a woman in San Diego. Would Buckley again support the cause of a criminal?
Sure. If I thought that the person was, in fact, unfairly convicted, I suppose that I would probably instinctively be more cautious than I was with Edgar Smith. I spent about 7 years of my life on the Edgar Smith case.
If William Buckley seems content editing the National Review and turning out books of fiction and nonfiction, he did make one major foray into politics. He ran for mayor of New York as the Conservative Party candidate in 1965.
The idea was to spread the gospel and to show that other approaches to the problems of New York were thinkable and, in fact, were defensible, which God knows they were.
Buckley's winters are spent in Switzerland, where he writes his books.
In Switzerland, I do my administrative work in the morning and my column, if it happens to be one of the 3 days per week that I have to write a column. Then I go out to lunch, then I ski for a couple of hours. Then I come back and check the office for anything that's vital. And then I begin writing around 5 o'clock, and I write 2.5 hours.
Buckley, whose book Airborne was about his sail across the Atlantic in a 60-foot schooner, is also writing about a similar sail across the Pacific. Despite his many diversions, William Buckley is a big reader.
Isn't it true of all of us that when we're not writing or eating, we're reading? I mean, that's what one does, isn't it?
That's what I do.
That's what I...
William F. Buckley, Jr., Doubleday, has published his book, Right Reason, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim. William F. Buckley, Jr. is Mr. Right to the people who admire the intellectual tone of his books and articles, but Buckley has also written 6 espionage novels, the first of which, Saving the Queen, introduced his hero, Blackford Oakes. There are similarities between Buckley and his fictional hero. They were both born in 1925. Both went to Yale, but Buckley is Catholic and Blackford Oakes is not.
He's a Protestant. He's full-time CIA. I was part-time CIA. He's unmarried, I'm married. The differences are pretty distinct. Now, he tends to be an anti-communist conservative, as of course I am.
William Buckley recalls a review of his first Blackford Oakes novel by someone who abominated Buckley's conservative politics, but couldn't quite dislike the book.
So he ended it by saying, Mr. Buckley's protagonist, Blackford Oakes, is tall, handsome, witty, amusing, endearing, compassionate, from which at least we can take satisfaction of knowing that his work is not autobiographical.
Like humor, political writing is topical and thus perishable, so it's possible that William Buckley's fiction will have a longer staying power than his nonfiction.
Now, the question of whether what I write politically will be looked at 10, 15, 20 years from now, I don't know. I'm occasionally encouraged, as when I see the reprinting of books that were first published 25 years ago, which has happened to two of my books. That's a nice feeling. On the other hand, I don't have any huge obsessive appetite to last historically.
William F. Buckley, Jr. Doubleday has published his collection of essays, Right Reason, with BookBeat. I'm Don Swaim.